Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. Greetings. This is Mama 7, and we are doing radio. We are smack starting our devotions. Oh, I've had so many wonderful phone calls and texts of people that are excited about this journey, right? And this is our big kickoff. And I love that this, you know, we coordinate this with a heavy prayer time. You know, we're right in the middle. We're starting Ramadan. We got Easter coming up. If you look around at our cousins, right? If you look around at the other organizations, you'll see that this time, there's something going on with this time. So just understand that you are part of an upward movement of positivity, spirituality, love, peace, all of that. You're part of that. And so sometimes when we're part of something, we're looking for an outward show, right? You know, we're all sitting on the bench. Put me in, coach, put me in. I'm like, okay. God is going to determine who the mightiest warriors are. I'm happy on the bench. But while we're sitting here, while we're waiting, while we're in our individual homes and with our individual families, we have to prepare. And that's the part that people often fall flat on. There's not a whole lot of there aren't any cameras when you're just sitting at home making your daily prayers. You know, there aren't lives. There aren't, you know, an audience in your daily prayers. And there's a reason for it. Those prayers are precious. They should be between you and your Creator. And it's so important that we start building that muscle. The prayers are the backbone, family. I've had people over the years, and they'll ask me, oh, well, what's the magic? What are the magic words? And I'm like, they're in the book. They're prayers. Those really, really, and the reason why I say that, because they make incredible things happen in your life. Sometimes very immediately. So, you know, this is what we're working on. This is what we're, our goal is, what we're trying to achieve. And we already have the tools. Isn't that a blessing? You don't have to send off the Amazon. Now, let me tell you, Amazon's sick of me because I'm always sending off for this knickknack and that knickknack. But this is not something you have to send off for. Not something that has to be paid for. None of that. This is God. God is here for us, has always been here for us. Sometimes, though, when something's always there, you don't give it the attention that it's due. You don't give it the credit. You know, we tend to, you know, as humans and as young humans, you know, we don't live to 200-300 years old and learn less. No, we're young humans. We take for granted the things that are right there that we need. You know, I can't even explain how many times a day I have taken air for granted. Air, the thing that keeps my lungs going, it's all around. I'm waving it right now. But I tend to take it for granted when I can't see it. And then, two, it's always there. It's everywhere. I take it for granted until I smell some secondhand smoke or something, or until I smell one of these little nasty boys walking by or whatever. And it's like, oh my, when they say take your breath away, then you start to be like, oh my, I miss that good air. Oh, I need that good air. I want us to evolve. I don't want there to be a circumstance that comes up that makes you appreciate God and all that God does for us. I want us to be on the front end of our gratitude list. I want us to be on the front end of making positive things happen. And the way we do that is we really have to stay focused on God and the things that God's working on, and kind of pull back from the world in the way that the world is presenting itself right now. Okay? So today in our journal, because I'm getting somewhere. Today the journal is the law of attraction. I love the law of attraction. My family loves the law of attraction. Why? Because we make it work, okay? And it's always working. Now, whether you're working it is the question. It's always working. The law of attraction, you literally can manifest. And so I have spoken to probably half of you about your mode of manifestation. So if your mode of manifestation is joy, then being mad is not going to get you anywhere. I've had to say this to people. You do realize you're operating out of your mode of manifestation. So if I've ever said that to you, I'm talking to you again. Get in your mode of manifestation. How do you make things happen for yourself? How do you get this work in? If your mode of manifestation is, you know, attraction, pure attraction. You got to put out what you get, what you want in. So you sitting in the corner with your arms folded, looking at me with the screw face, what are you going to be attracting? So really, I hope you spend today in the middle of journaling and fasting, in the middle, because this is day two. This is day two. It takes a minute. It takes probably until about day three to get your fast right. But really, I really hope you spend some time advancing yourself as well. And that's what the journaling is about. Advance your thoughts. When you get past that third day of fast, your brain goes in hyperdrive. And this is scientific. You can read about it. Your brain goes into hyperdrive, and you're able to think clearer. You're able to really rationalize what you're looking for. All of these things start clicking. You start clicking, and you operating on a higher caliber. Spend that time advancing yourself. Let me tell you, all of this is intentional. This is a formula. Fasting is a formula. It gets X, Y, and Z. It purifies. It simplifies. You're going through a spiritual detox. While we're moving out those toxins, and it's okay, toxins are real, toxins are there, it's okay. But it's our job to remove them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'll use my mother as an example. She is the neatest, cleanest person I know, right, professionally. She the house is immaculate. But she's always cleaning. And I'm like, what are you always cleaning? You've already cleaned this. So if you are a clean person or desire to be a clean person, I can tell you, it's almost like, you know, dirt, negativity, whatever. It pops up. You can be minding your business. You can be doing whatever you want to do, and it will pop up. This is why, you know, my mother, she's constantly cleaning. And I'm like, God, I sure thought that was clean already. This is our life. Because you've cleaned this once, does not mean that you don't have to go back and clean it again. You know, just because you've detoxed, you thought, oh, I've done my forgiveness exercise, and you thought you were done. No, that doesn't mean that you're done. It means that you've done it, and that means if you started. You know, but certain things in your spiritual routines need to be routine. Them white baths, especially if you're in a position, a job, touching people, where you are interacting with a lot of people on a regular basis, that needs to be routine. Don't wait for a situation to come up and then you're trying to apply it. No. Go ahead and get that done. I wanted to, so as we're working through this, your laws of attraction, I'm going to ask you really for these next 28 days, right? 29 days. I'm going to ask you, discover, if you don't already know, what your mode of manifestation is. Discover what it is. Get the book and read it. Go through it. Great. Every time I read this book, I'm like, wow, this is great. Man, I'm going to do this. It was spiritually given to me. This is definitely beyond my thinking, okay? So when spirit gives me these things, I can't wait to share it. here you have a whole book that puts in order for you and really spells out, hey, this is what we're looking at. This is what we're working on. And every single year, I wrote the book. But every single year when we go through devotions, I go through the exercises. I read the book as if it's my first time reading it because I know even though I've done these exercises, I've done them multiple times, I've guided other people through the exercises. Even though all of that, I still go back because I know that even I have maintenance to do, right? So when you're in and you're discovering your mode of manifestation, when you're spend your next days in it. So I know, and I said it yesterday, and I'll say it every day, I needed miracles before the fast started. I was in some need, okay? And not even financial. You know, most people say need, everyone's brain goes to financial. No, miracles. And the reason why something is a miracle is really because it's beyond your own comprehension. You can't even believe it. You can't even think it. You know, you don't even know how it's going to happen. And I don't know, you know, I don't know where everyone is in their journey, but understand this. If you can't imagine it, you definitely don't know how it's going to happen. This is where the miracle comes in, because the miracle, that's God saying, hey, I'm going to step in. I'm going to allow this to, for you to get this, even if it doesn't even make sense. I had a sister tell me one time, oh, you know, finances. I said, don't worry about finances. Money comes out the sky. And she was like, oh, you're really tripping. I was like, no, for real. Money just comes. Make plans. I just need you to keep moving forward like the money's going to fall from the sky. She was like, okay, whatever. And so she finally had given up, you know. Oh, it's not going to work, Mama 7. I said, okay. We're 2 days away from event, 2 days. And, you know, a week out, she said, no, it's not going to work. I said, okay. I didn't make any other moves. I didn't cancel her name. I didn't make other provisions. I didn't do anything. I just said, okay, you know. And 3 days after that, she calls me. You wouldn't believe it. I said, no, you wouldn't believe it. I believed it all along. You wouldn't believe it. And, you know, at the last second, I mean, it was 2 days before ceremony and her money came in. And she said, I got to get this. I got to get that. She was so excited. And, you know, but I really wanted to point out to her, look, stay in that mode of manifestation. The moment that you quit, you could have been too, and well, she was, 3 days off of her miracle, and it was a miracle. So, like I said, I got mine before the fast even started. So, for me, this fast is a gratitude fast. I've never done that. I've never said that. But when I say, God, this is what I need. I need boom, boom, and boom. I needed four things. Got all four of them within a 7-day period. No questions asked. I when I say no questions asked, I sat there with a level of expectation because I know that God wants good things for me. I know these things that I'm wanting are going to be good for me and my community, my children, my mama. You know, I'm sitting here with this level of expectation, and I was like, God, you know, fast is coming. You know I'm going to do it well. I'm working hard. I'm trying to be the good person I know I can be. But I'm going to tell you, I need this. I need it. All four. I was hoping for one, but I was moving like everything. All four in 1 week. And I remember hey, my miracle just came in. Hey, my miracle just came in. I thought your miracle came in yesterday. The other one. Four, I don't know. God's working in such a big way. In such an immediate way that I'm really, really, I'm not begging, but I'm asking for your own sake, for your children's sake, for your ancestors' sake. Take this moment as far as you can. In November, when we were speaking, about applying yourself. Don't do it I. Don't get happy with, oh, I got a B. You know, the B's are good and B's are passing. But we're going for the A this year. We want the whole thing. We want all that God has promised us. We want to show gratitude. God does all this work for us, and we're just going to, I'll just take a little bit. God's like, I take the whole thing. I prepared this whole thing for you. So for me, I'm in my gratitude fast. I'm in the fast that shows I recognize the blessing, the four major unexplainable blessings that happened in my life. And so I'm here to just be grateful. And when you're operating out of grateful, gratitude is not my mode of manifestation. It's just where that's the end result of my mode of manifestation. That means I have manifested what I'm looking for. And it defaults me into gratitude. I'm so thankful. Your mode of manifestation should default you into gratitude. Once you see, man, I desired this and it happened just like that. God has blessed me. The angels have made a way. I've been protected in the middle of all of this. Oh, my goodness, I'm so grateful. And it'll create an ease in your next steps. This fast is my next step. This is right here. All this timing, I've been on a natural high for 2 weeks. This is what we're doing. So the fast, right, because this is not going to be long in the morning, but the fast, I found myself, I guess I'm a habitual eater. Now, I know everybody's like, I'm a habitual eater, but I do things out of habit, not necessarily need, and I saw that so much yesterday. So yesterday I get in my car, and I'm like, I'm going to go grab me a fountain drink. That's a soda. And I was like, no sodas. And so I went. I was like, well, I'll just get a cup of ice because I got water in the car. And the ice was the same cost as the soda. I said, the devil is a lie. I'm not doing this. So I was like, okay, pass on my driving drink. And I didn't realize that I drink in the middle while I drive all the time, you know. And so there were a couple times yesterday where I was like, I think I want some peanuts. No, not doing peanuts. And so I had to realize that, you know, sometimes the desire to eat doesn't have anything to do with being hungry. It has to do with that's just my habit. I'm accustomed to working and drinking a fountain drink and slushing the ice around. No. And at first I was going to substitute. I was going to get the ice, I'm paying soda prices for ice. I was going to get the ice and pour my water in there. But I was like, no, I don't want to feed that. I want to really be in this fast. And that means certain things are going to get sacrificed. And the first thing getting sacrificed is that fountain drink. I had gotten so good. I was like, oh, I'm going to do a fountain lemonade. I was like, no. Again, for me, that's substituting. I ain't thirsty. I'm not even that thirsty. I was just in the habit of doing that. So therefore, that's what I did. And part of the fast is we should be coming out of habits that don't serve us. Come out of that. Every time you get in the road, you don't have to drink at something, you know. Drink. I got so many cases of water. Some of them left over from Tampa, but I got cases and cases of water. I don't need any more drink. I'm fine. So what I'm trying to do is take back that control from my body. I want to have discipline in that. You know, I don't want to have to be out in the world getting food and drink. No. So I realized yesterday a lot of what I'm doing is habit. So I want you to spend some time when you start to get these desires and urges and think about, are you really hungry or is this a nervous twitch almost? You know what I'm saying? Oh, every time this person comes into the office, she irritates me, blah, blah, blah. And I go and I reach in the candy dish. You know, are we doing things out of habit Or are we really, really holding on to, you know, the idea that we can't control ourselves? We have to control ourselves. The second that we get to the point where we can't do it, then we're in addiction, okay? Then we're in negativity. Don't forget, as much as our angels are watching us, because they are, we got these other things over here watching us, and they're waiting for opportunity. They're waiting to try to attack us at our weak spots. And so we can't let food be a weak spot. We can't let, you know, cursing be a weak spot. There should be certain things that if you're concentrating, you're going to pay attention to. I'm going to say this. I don't want to hear, oh, I haven't eaten anything all day. Improper. That's not the correct way to fast. You should be waking up early, waking up earlier and preparing for your day. You should be waking up and getting your prayers in. Wake up and get your food. If you're going to be eating, you know, if you're going to be fasting food during the day, you should be waking up before sunrise and getting something. If you're doing fruits and vegetables, you need to be having your little carry-on, okay? Yeah. Go get your little, I got some special little Tupperware that I'm going to be, I got my carrot chips. I don't want no carrot chips, but they're going to help me, okay? And so this is a time to focus on you and focus on your relationship with God. And you've got to start giving yourself some priority. The only way that I'm going to, every year, I pride myself, oh, I wasn't late for radio, because this is early in the morning. I wasn't late for radio. You know, I remember when I was working in the prison, I had to be at work before the radio. So for an entire month, I was like, I'm going to be 30 minutes late. And I did the radio program outside of the jail and then went into the prison. I had to coordinate waking up early, eating, then getting there, then doing the program in the car. But nothing was going to stop me from doing the program. I'm determined to do the program. I'm determined to get in the lineup, to be part of the positivity, to receive part of the positivity, okay? And I want you in the lineup. So that's why we're doing this together. We're going to have Fast Buddies coming out tonight, so everybody will get a good idea as to who they're going to be working with. Remember, be gentle with your Fast Buddy, you know, and also check in with them. You know, send them a little text. Hey, glad to be your Fast Buddy. Glad we're working on this together. You know, reach out to me. This is the best way to reach out to me. If you like to talk on the phone and then you have time, great talk. If not, you know, text. But check in with them and so that they know, hey, you know, how you doing today? Send them a little meme. I miss the memes, you know, Elmo starving, Cookie Monster throwing the vegetables, all of those things. But help them with this process. And, I mean, some of the relationships that have been formed from the Fast Buddies are still in place. I love it. So day two, let's focus. Let's make sure that we're not giving the biscuit more power than it deserves. Make sure that you're spending this time. You can't be grumpy. That's counteractive, okay? This is really a joyful time. It's joyful work. So let's work on this and let's try to do the best that we can. Remember, this is the all-in year. We're working hard this year because the blessings and the benefits and the manifestations are spinning around real fast. So continue. If you need anything, you can call and text me. Please, please, please make sure you get at least one prayer in. Anytime you may feel that curse word coming up, that's a great time to pray. Anytime you may feel, you know, like your stomach's going to eat your spine, that's a great time to pray. Keep God on your tongue and you'll be able to make it through this day. All right? Okay, family, we'll speak more soon. Peace.